This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A Colorado congressman has tested positive for COVID-19. Representative Jason Crow announced on Twitter that he'd tested positive after returning from a congressional visit to Ukraine. Crow says he's fully vaccinated, boosted, and only experiencing mild symptoms. State data shows about a third of Coloradans eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine still have not gotten their first shot. But Governor Jared Polis told NBC's Meet the Press this weekend that he's not looking to punish holdouts.
I think we want to address the unvaccinated with facts first and foremost, also with compassion and love. They are often victims of misinformation, and we need to do our best to get the very best information in front of them that they need to protect themselves and their family.
Polis also indicated three shots may become the new requirement for Coloradans to be considered fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Colorado is set to get $58 million for new electric car chargers from President Biden's bipartisan infrastructure bill. But as CPR Sam Brash reports, a bigger investment is now in question.
Democratic Congressman Joe Neguse visited Boulder to tout the investment. At a charging station outside a rec center, he said electric cars can help with climate change, but at the moment, they're mainly for rich people.
And that's a big reason why the EV incentives are such an important part of the Build Back Better bill, and why, frankly, we've been working to convince some of our Senate Democratic colleagues that those provisions have to remain intact.
It's now unclear if any new incentives will pass. This weekend, Senator Joe Manchin stated his opposition to the $1.9 trillion Build Back Better Act. The bill includes electric car tax credits worth up to $12,500 on some models. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
You can find more at cpr.org. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. We'll continue with Here and Now in just a bit.